Fuck that guy. I grabbed the flowers and dropped them in the trash bin, causing Wade to snort. If Mom goes back to... She won't. She's just high from the anesthesia. She doesn't know what she's saying, I assure him, even though I'm less than confident. I can't even begin to count the number of times my dad came back into our life because Mom was lonely, tired, and stressed. He promised to be better, and then she'd end up bruised and brokenhearted. Can't you just date her? Wade's words steal my fucking breath. I look over at him as I feel the panic rising. What? No, what? I have ringing in my fucking ears. Do you not like her? He asks. Yeah, I mean, she's great. Fuck, it's hot in here. Do you think she's pretty? Mm-hmm. Yep, sure. It cannot be healthy to have my heart rate this high. Thank God I'm in the hospital for when I inevitably pass out because of this conversation. Is it because of me? With those weak words, everything stops. My anxiety, dread, ringing, and palpitations are gone with that one question, and I'm left feeling ice cold. Wade, I breathe out, turning to give him my full attention. How on earth could you think that? You know I like you. His face looks pained as he stares at his hands. Just because you like someone doesn't mean you want to be their dad. I get that, and if that's your reason, just know I don't need a dad. I've never had one, and I think I'm doing okay. My mom is a great dad. The best dad, actually. His voice cracks at the end, and with it, my fucking heart. I don't need a dad. I know that mantra. I used to say it every day. Fuck, I may have to say it tonight when I go home, and all I want to do is call the person that is supposed to have the answers to these issues. Wade. Ah! He wipes the tears from his face and forces out a laugh. Sorry. I don't know where those came from. I'll try really hard not to make it weird for you if you want to be with my mom, but not have to deal with me. I just wanted you to know that. I don't expect you to take care of me, and, if you want, I'll move out as soon as I'm legally allowed to, so you can have her for yourself. I grab the kid by his shirt, pull him up, and hug him to my chest. Wade. My own voice cracks as I speak. Bud, I need you to understand that anyone would be lucky to have your mom and you. You're the greatest kid I've ever met, and... I pull away and take a breath as a tear runs down my face. If I were to have a child, I'd want him to be you. Not similar to you, just you. So don't ever think that way. I watch as Wade breaks in front of me. His slim shoulders roll inward, and his head hangs low.
I'll never be enough for someone to be my dad.
He sobs out.
Mom's going to be old, and I'll be out of the house before any man wants to be with her. Just like your mom.
My brows push together as he continues.
My mom is so strong and brave and pretty. And she's so lonely, and it's because of me. If it weren't for me...
Stop, I order sharply and grab his shoulders. You are your mom's entire world, her reason for everything.
And how fair is that, Ash?
He sniffles while moving away.
She gets nothing. Why? How is that fair?
It's not, I whisper. I remember thinking the same things when my mom was alone, working 3 or 4 jobs to ensure we had what we needed. The disappointment on her face whenever a date found out she had kids. I look over at Sunday and let out a breath. You're right. It's not fair.